Morning, and we are here for Federal Commissioner Police Special Service District meeting. It is December 17th at 11:02. I assume you've all looked at the agenda.
Yes.
Reviewed the minutes.
Yes.
Do you need a motion to accept the minutes?
Yeah, any corrections?
Not for me. I make a motion that we accept the minutes from the October 15th, 2024 meeting.
Motion's made by Mike. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by James. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do we need a name?
And what about the work meeting minutes?
Were you just both meetings or at
both meetings? I'm sorry. The only one that I could remember was the one that was on the agenda was for October 15th. But my motion was intended, and I'd like to amend that motion.
Okay.
To accept both.
Okay, you've got the right one. Okay.
Yeah. I want to amend my motion to accept the minutes from both meetings.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Second there. All in favor? Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. So both minutes have been approved. Adoption of the 2025 budget.
I would make a motion that we adopt the amended budget, total amount of $1,255,606.90 for FY 2025.
Got a motion?
I'll second.
Second, James. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And just for clarification, we do operate on the same fiscal year as the county, so starting January 1.
Yep, correct. Quarterly meeting schedule for 2025. Generally, your first meeting's in March, which you will need to elect a new chair. You're going to be short a member.
Who's leading?
Me. What I'm afraid I'm going to be stuck with zoning and see, commission doesn't sign off on plats anymore.
No.
So we were supposed to address an ordinance on that today, but apparently we're not, so I don't know what's going to happen there. That was on the preliminary agenda, but it got removed for the final agenda. So just a quarterly, and unless something is needed, that's kind of how the bylaws read. And you have your dates there.
Where are those dates?
I have it right here, and then I'll add it to the, I did print you guys one.
Thank you.
So do we need a motion on those, or it's already set in the bylaws, so I don't know that you need it?
I would make a motion that we accept the proposed date of March 18th, 2025.
I have a second.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Mike. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We need to adopt the entire year because I think it will change.
Motion passes. And that's why we put in the bylaws that, or as needed, because if you don't need a meeting, why have it?
Well,
but if you need something sooner.
I think the bylaws actually say we have to do quarterly, and then as needed. I thought the implication was that it would be more than quarterly if needed.
Because I think when we wrote it, it is quarterly or as needed.
I think the wording may reflect that, but I think the intent, especially from the little book.
The little, yes, I know what you mean.
Was to
special service districts.
Quarterly.
Okay. Stace, review and approval of finances.
Okay, so in our PTIF account, we have $2,515,052.89. And then in our checking account with Utah Heritage, $584.31. Our collections were up the last couple of months, which was pretty good. But then with that being said, it would be my advice to you guys as a board to pay the full jail payment to the Sunbeck County MBA to help bring down that balance in our PTIF account, so we're not hit with a finding on our audit.
And yes.
We can only keep so much in our reserves.
That's right. You
can. The audit happens.
It'll be in May or June.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
That can be addressed in the March meeting then? Or well, should it be
no,
addressed
it,
now?
So no. I have it ready to present.
Okay. And generally we do it in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the question I have is, does it fit in one of the items on the, can we take action on it based on the agenda?
Does it, I thought it said payment of invoices.
I've got approval of invoices.
It does, but is that an invoice?
I have an invoice prepared.
Okay. There you go.
Oh my God.
Yes. Excuse me, I have an invoice prepared from the Sanpete County Auditor for the Sanpete County MBA for the total of the GEL A and B bond payments, and it's a total of $554,773.47, and then also a reimbursement to the Sanpete County for wages for $7,700.
Then we're good. We can take action. It's on the agenda.
Yes, I agree. I have some other questions, but I'll hold them for a minute.
You can ask them if you want.
I'd make a motion that we pay the invoice that is for reimbursement for wages for Federal Mineral Lease at $7,700.
That'd be Stacy and
I was going to say, isn't that our bookkeepers? Then?
Yes.
Okay. I hope that's adequate because you do a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
It is wage and benefit combined, and so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, we've had this discussion, but we run it through the county so that it doesn't, so we don't have to 1099 and we don't have
to do those
things. So the county actually pays. Because the county pays, it is a wage and benefit combination, and so what we do is reimburse the county for those direct costs. So the county doesn't make any money, it's just a pass-through, but it helps take care of those that
so it takes care of Lisa as well.
Yes.
Yep.
So is your motion for the just the one invoice or for both?
I think we should do it one
separately.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So I'll second the motion for the wage reimbursement.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. The second invoice is for the jail.
It is. This is where I have some questions. We've talked about it, but this is the bond payment for a year?
Yeah, two bond payments.
Right, A and B.
Yep.
But, and so we have the money in our accounts, except for the checking, obviously, which is very small, is accruing interest.
Correct.
Which is a good thing. At what point do we increase the payment instead of sitting on those things that...
That's a good question.
When the interest goes down. Because we're paying interest on the bonds. We're receiving more interest on our accounts right now. So I wondered if we would be paying a higher payment for the bonds this year, if that makes sense.
Because interest increased? Is that what you're wondering us?
Well, I'm just wondering about our accounts and how we...
I see.
I mean, that's what we're doing is covering bond payments. We've had the discussion on potential programming and offsetting some of the costs that help offenders reintegrate into the community and all of those things. But at this point, we've committed to paying down the bonds. At what point does it make more sense to make a larger payment on A and B to reduce those liabilities to the county?
And you might reach a point where you need to do that so you don't carry too much money.
Correct.
Yeah, the auditors will come through and say, okay, you're packing too much.
Yeah.
You're right. My concern, let me just interject this here, and I'm sorry, you didn't yield the floor.
No, go for it.
Okay. I would like us to always have at least enough in there to make sure if everything goes to hell in a handbasket, we can make a payment. And maybe that's a wrong goal, but it's just something that I've thought.
It's a great goal, but as long as they're mining in Sanpete, it's very possible. You've seen what the last few months have done with them solely mining Sanpete. And they did have some new leases go out to stay in Sanpete, but I don't know if those leases worked out or not. They more went south from Bolger and kind of stayed through there.
I guess that goes back to my question. As far as my understanding goes, want to make sure we have enough in there for 1 year. to cover everything so we can reorganize and move ahead if we have to. Am I out in left field by thinking that?
No, I agree, but we're sitting higher than that right now.
So
how much higher are we than
so
that
we
right
have
now?
600, after we pay these two invoices, we would have $696,000 remaining in our account.
So that's just over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you're okay with that much there? The auditors would be okay?
Yeah, we can carry over 100% of our collections for the current year into the new year.
So that total's a good one then, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Brian, was your concern about the overage? Because if I'm understanding it correctly, it's only around, $50,000?
That would be 100 plus.
100 plus, okay.
But, yeah, and that's okay.
But, if you pay, if it works the same as a normal loan, if you pay an extra 100 grand and it goes straight to principal,
correct,
then you've right. saved that much interest. If they'll accept above yeah. what is owed.
And obviously there's a trade-off in interest right now. We're earning substantial amount of interest on our...
Versus you're probably at a low interest on those small
loans. So at some point there's a trade-off. I just wanted to address that.
Yeah.
So are you okay if I reach out to Carrie Sandoval? She's our contact with Zions Bank on these two bonds and ask her what the effect would be?
I think that'd be great. Okay. I think we can talk about it later. I'm okay with the proposal right now. And we'll see if someone makes a motion or not.
Okay. I'll get the information for the March meeting, or I can just email it out after I've received
it. I think that's very appropriate.
So.
I make the motion then that we pay our invoices on A and B. That's right. So this, if I'm understanding, now let me retract my motion for just a moment. My understanding is both A and B is this total of 500.
That's correct.
Then the motion stands.
Okay.
I make the motion that we pay A and B, which is this invoice that I'm looking at. 2024-1217A.
Of how much?
$554,773.47.
Okay, I've got a motion. How about a second?
Thank you, Brian.
Second.
Second from Brian. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes.
Thanks to Stacy.
So, on to liability insurance. What were the findings?
Oh, I forgot that. That's my bad. I don't think I wrote it down.
We can discuss that in March, can't we?
You bet.
That's fine.
I propose that we move that to the next agenda item
in
March.
So just table that?
Yeah, table it.
Blame Lisa.
No.
Thank you, Lisa. That makes a shorter meeting.
Got a motion to table the liability. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, you got moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion's tabled. Discussion on unallocated funds, which I think you've kind of already done.
I think we did that.
Which I think was a good discussion.
I apologize for screwing that up.
No. We're good. It's all good.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's something to look at. Is it worthwhile paying additional toward principal where we're getting the interest we are on the backside for money in the savings? So it's something they can deal with, discuss in March. That will work. Anything else?
Yeah, Chair, I'd like to go off agenda for a minute.
Okay.
Can I make a motion that we take a moment and appreciate the service that Reed Hatch has gave to this committee in this county?
I'd like to
put that in the form of a motion.
I don't know if some people would agree with you.
I don't care.
We like it.
Got a motion.
I'll second.
I've been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks,
guys.
Yeah.
It's quite all right.
I agree with the sentiment. I think the motion's out of order.
It is.
You guys probably both know better than I do.
Well, that's okay. I do it halfway just to bug him.
You can tell it doesn't bother me.
It's all good.
So,
honestly, Reed, thank you for your service.
Yes. Well, that's quite welcome. It's been an interesting 4 years.
Could not agree more. We're going to miss you.
Oh, well. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Got a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.